Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm going to give you a factoid that Tiki would say, oh, that's awesome. Like, that's kind of cool. It wouldn't bother you in any way. But then I'm going to explain why it's bad, or it can be bad for many, many people. Are you ready? Last night's New York Yankee victory over the Miami Marlins was the fastest home game they have played since 1988. Wow. There has not been a game played at Yankee Stadium that went as fast as last night's game. Last night's game was 2 hours and 2 minutes, I think, was the official time.
I think it was 2:01 and change.
2:01 and change!
Wow.
I rounded up to 2:02. 2:01 and change is the fastest-paced Yankee game that they have played at Yankee Stadium since 1988. Now, I'm sure you hear that and say, wow, that would have been fun. Go to the game, have a quick drink, see the game, now I go home.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
You don't mind that. I have to admit, and maybe it's because I go to a lot of games, I wouldn't mind it either. But here's where I would mind it. And I've heard from numerous Yankee fans in this situation last night, which is why they feel ripped off. Not that the Yankees did anything wrong. Nestor Cortez was awesome. Anthony Volpe continues to be great. Juan Soto is the man. And the Yankees had a dominating victory. All that's great. All that's fine. When you spend a lot of money to buy tickets to go to Yankee Stadium, and the start time is at 6:05, mm-hmm. and maybe you figure, you know what? I got to work. I didn't take off for the eclipse. The change in the start time, I'll be a little bit late. I'm going to miss the first half hour. Or you're going to get there on time, but the security lines take you so long to get in. You go in, and you're barely there. And then you got to go to the bathroom in the fourth inning, and that takes an inning. And then you want to get some Mr. Softy ice cream because it was a pretty nice night last night. And that takes 25 minutes, and then you've barely seen a baseball game. And that's a problem. Now, what are we going to do about it? We're not going to do anything about it.
Nothing. It was an anomaly. It's only because the Marlins stink, and Nestor was mowing them down inning after inning after inning, and the Yankees used basically one inning to put the game away. And so, like, it is what it is. I think the efficiency of it is fine.
Here's the problem. It's not is what it is, because last year when I was arguing with people about the pitch clock, the argument they used against me, and it was the only one that made me pause and say, I got to be fair about this. Because, look, sometimes we argue about things and we only think about ourselves. It's very important to try to put yourself in other people's shoes. Okay? I'm putting myself in the shoes of the guy or gal last night that dropped $250 to take their kid to a game. And then they're barely there. So the argument against the pitch clock, and this is why it's not an anomaly as much as you're saying, the problem is the game moves so quick.
I know, but that's because...
That could backfire like it did last night.
Yeah, but I think this was an anomaly. It's an anomaly because the Marlins were so terrible. I mean, Brian De La Cruz was the only one that got hits. Two hits. That was it. They got two hit in this game.
Right.
So...
No, I get it. The Marlins.
How many base
runners
did they have?
They didn't have a lot of base runners,
right?
And that's the key to these things.
I don't think
quick.
Anybody got the second. Did they?
I don't think so.
Sounds like my tenure in high school.
Now I got to look at this.
You like that one?
I just got that one.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I get it. They got two hits and it was only by Brian De La Cruz. Like, you're right. The Marlins are off to an atrocious start. By the way, let's take a break from everyone saying they stink. All right. Again, I want to be fair about this. We're 10 games into the year. The Marlins were in the playoffs last year. The Yankees were not. Mm. The Mets were not. Mm. So before we're hot-shotting,
okay,
they stink.
This
they're
year.
Terrible.
They're 1-10.
They're off to a terrible start. No, I agree.
Right. And they got two hit last night.
I understand. I just, you know.
By Nestor Cortez, who's done nothing but give up tons of hits and runs in his first inning.
No. The Marlins are off to an atrocious start. I just want to, everybody's got to be careful. We like to make these declarations. They stink. They're terrible. It's 10 games into the season. Okay. They're off to a brutal start.
If they get good, we'll say, you know what? They're good.
Okay.
Right now, they stink.
There's a reason why I was rooting for the Yankees last night. You want to know why?
Why?
Think about it. Why was Evan Roberts rooting for the Yankees last night?
So the focus could be on the Mets today?
No. Had nothing to do with focus on Mets. Had something to do with the Mets, but not that.
Because Lizardo is on me and Tiki's fantasy
team. Had nothing to do with Lizardo being on your fantasy team. But that kills you on a Monday.
Yeah, it does.
Facing Louis.
You know what it has to do with?
What?
I think the Marlins are good, and I want them to get buried, and I want them to lose as many games as humanly possible. I always think about the standings, even in April.
Oh, you're thinking about the East.
Yeah.
NL East.
NL East, yeah. I'm thinking about burying the Marlins. They were in the playoffs last year. But the problem is, and I don't have the fix. I love to sit here and tell you I have the compromise. I'm a big man of compromise because I think the pitch clock is amazing, and I think it's great, and I think it's helped the game. But you have to admit, Tiki Barber, that last night, if you dropped $300 to be in legend seats,
oh yeah, you're
frustrated. You feel like you got ripped
off. Oh yeah, you're frustrated a little bit.
Okay.
There's no doubt about it.
Okay.
I can't argue against that at all. But as a guy who likes to be in and out of sporting events, it'd have been perfect for me. All right, we're here. All right, good. We go home.
But you got double ripped off. Because you might have bought the tickets thinking you could sit there and watch the eclipse as a game was going on.
That's the
then
other part
the game
of it.
Got moved to 6 o'clock, and
yeah,
then it's a 2-hour
you
game.
You still have gone.
Tiki, who wanted that? With all due respect, did anybody really want to sit in that stadium 3 hours
What happens
beforehand?
If you already took the... I would love that. I'd actually love that more than being at a game.
Sitting in the stadium?
Sitting in a stadium, watching an eclipse with a tall boy or something in my hand and enjoying it.
Great. And what do you do the next 2 hours?
A nice day? Dude, the eclipse lasted for 3 hours.
I mean,
it's 3 hours of watching.
I was there out with... You know, we were good after a half hour. 3 hours?
You're having a beer. You're having a conversation. You got your glasses on. You're talking about, like, science and nature. And, wow, isn't this amazing? This happens next time. We'll be able to see this in North America is 20 years from now.
Nonetheless.
Amazing, right? This is awesome. I would have loved that.
Yeah, but that's
especially if you already taken the day off and your boss is like, yeah, you can't. We already filled somebody with your spot.
No, I see where you're coming from. And I think on a day like yesterday, maybe people were able to do that. But in general, like, let's say tonight. Like, tonight is a 75-degree night. The Yankees should get a huge, huge crowd. Carlos Rodon's on the mound. Let's say Carlos Rodon dominates. Mm-hmm. And let's say the hapless Marlins, as you like to call them, are hapless. Mm-hmm. And the game takes an hour and 57 minutes.
Okay. Great.
Okay. It's not okay then for the guy who dropped $200 to sit in legends.
And then I hang out for another 30 minutes, make until they kick me out of the stadium and have a couple beers. And
no, but you hit on it. See, he hit on it without hitting on it. That's the only solution I can come up with because I love the pitch clock, and I think it brings more good than bad. So while I'm examining and bringing up a bad that everybody's ignored today, mm-hmm. I understand that there were 30,000 people at Yankee Stadium last night, and I get that there's a bunch of people who went there and felt less than satisfied.
31,071.
Say what one more time?
31,071.
Oh, you got the exact number. Look at you. And by the way, prediction, that'll be the smallest crowd they have out all year. They will never go below that number.
It's nice now.
Weather's not.
Temporarily.
And the Yankees draw incredibly well.
They have a Monday 1 o'clock game coming up versus Oakland. Let's test the limit.
That's true. You're right. That may push it.
That's next week.
So the only two weeks.
Two weeks.
Only compromise I can come up with is something you just hit on.
Which is
that baseball teams should keep their stadiums open for an extra hour after games to let people enjoy the night.
What are you talking about?
Hold on, I'm not done yet. One last thing before you scream at me and get all high-pitched.
Never going to happen.
Let me just say this.
Go ahead.
Also, maybe we should reconsider when we're closing down concession stands.
Mm.
I think it should be based more on time and not inning. and let people have a good time.
No, that's that. I agree. Because you can't. You're saying after the seventh, you can't. Those two innings. What is that really going to stop anybody? They have their beers. They're double buying them anyway.
Alcohol is, by the way, alcohol is complicated, and I'm not really including alcohol in this. I'm including more food
and all
and
that.
Everything else, because I understand the. We certainly don't want people driving home drunk. So we need to be careful with that aspect of it, but. I go to a lot of games, eighth inning, all the concessions are closed. You can't eat anything.
No, I agree.
And people want to enjoy their night. So my compromise, because I'm trying to be fair here, is we're not getting rid of the pitch clock so you can spend more time at the stadium. I'm not in favor of that. But maybe we allow these stadiums to stay open a little bit longer.
I don't know what sane individual, especially in this town, the moment a game ends goes, all right, we're done watching, we got to watch. Let's stay here for another 45 minutes to an hour and have more nachos. That makes no sense. The real problem is not with the teams.
Hold on. Let me take a timeout. There's 30 seconds.
I'll give you a hold on.
Shoulder tap here. 30 second here.
Yeah.
Would your sister...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And I know your father have rather have done that, hung out, had another ice cream or something, or sat in the parking garage for 45 minutes.
Bingo.
Okay.
Bang, bang.
Yes. Counterpoint.
That's my guy right there.
Would you rather, for an over imagined amount of price, spend that money in Yankee Stadium or go out to Hard Rock Stands or Billy's and spend your 45 minutes in there, saving a couple bucks on
either
what you're having?
Either way.
Well, that's a little different. I just think staying in the stadium, you're out of there. The problem is us as fans. We are pigs. And it's not. And you could say, oh, yeah, I got out of work late or whatever. We push things to the last minute. A game starts at this time. We don't want to get in the stadiums early. We have to adapt as baseball fans now. Get to the game an hour before the game's supposed to happen. Do your walking around. Get your food. Get your drink. All that stuff you want to do after.
It's easy on the weekend. It's easy if you're on a destination. Like you're going to Wrigley to watch a game. You're going to go.
Tiki, I just had my most brilliant idea.
Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Everyone's going to love this idea.
Okay.
Brilliant idea. So you know how.
We're solving fandom right here.
We're not only going to solve fandom, we're going to solve America's work issues. We're going to solve a lot of issues right now. Okay.
All right.
Hear me out on this.
Running for president?
I get so many things I can say about that. I'm not old enough, first of all. I hear you have to be over 95 to run for president these days. So one of the issues is that if you get up to go get a hot dog, it takes forever.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're in hootie tootie seats like the Legends Club, they have this thing called waitress service. And that's great, man. You spend enough money on tickets, it's awesome. Like, you take your phone out. I've done this. You take your phone out, you press a couple of buttons, the food will come to you within an inning. How about we hire more people at Yankee Stadium and Citi Field? Mm-hmm. They don't need this at Citi Field. No one shows up. Hire more people at Yankee Stadium, and every single seat, upper deck, bleachers, doesn't matter. Access to waitress service. Mm.
So
bang!
The Uber Eats you want everywhere.
Uber Eats in every section of the ballpark. Because think about it. Other than the bathroom now, you never have to get up.
Yeah,
the biggest problem with this is you just spent half the game in a line.
But that's
now you don't have to spend half the game in a line.
But that's a big expense for the employees. That's just it's a cost of doing business expense.
So it's going to cost the Yankees too much money. Is that what you're saying?
How many more people are you going to have to hire?
Okay, two things I want to answer 100? That. You're right. They're going to have to hire more people. Two things on that. Number one, you're the Yankees. You're a $1 billion corporation. Make your fans happy. That's number one. Number two, I bet you'll make more money. Because I know for a fact, because I'm one of those guys, I won't get up in the fifth inning to get a hot dog. Mm. But if you're telling me all I've got to do is take my phone out and I can order a hot dog and a hamburger and an ice cream and it's going to be delivered to me, even with some kind of surcharge, even with a tip, sign me up.
Yeah, most people would do it.
I've solved America's problems.
You're already there. You know you're spending money.
Yeah.
So you might, and it's going to be convenient, more convenient, and you don't have to move?
Absolutely. Now, here's a good test case. We have a guy on hold who went to the game last night, the quickest home Yankee game since 1988, and he did it with his kids and his wife.
Oh, I guarantee you he loved it. I can tell you.
Now, that's a big question. Did he love it, or was he like, dude, we need more?
I'm going to tell you why he loved it after he says hello.
Okay. Josh in Poughkeepsie. Hello, Josh.
What's up, fellas?
Hey,
how are we
Josh,
doing?
What's up? I bet you love this because you live in Poughkeepsie.
Well, that was one of the reasons,
right?
100%.
Right, you didn't get home at midnight.
Tiki, I was on the Deegan, and halfway to my house, probably, I'd say, 15 minutes after the game.
That's what I'm talking about. So you loved it. I knew that's why.
But not only that, I got to give a shout-out to the Yankees. I know when I got the tickets, it was a 205 game, and it was a Monday, and, of course, the tickets were way cheaper. I got free tickets for, with fees and everything, $25 a pop.
Wow.
319 section, first row.
Wow.
My kids loved it.
Oh, is that the Jim Beam? Is that the Jim Beam section in the upper deck?
It's the one right next to it.
Okay.
We didn't have padded seats and whatnot. But
I got you.
It was great because we got there a little early, got my kids food. We had snacks for them. I had the tablet for my 1.5-year-old in case he got, bored and whatnot. But the game moved so fast, it didn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah. It keeps them engaged. Like when there's movement, when there's like action, like when the teams are changing, sides and things of that, it just goes quick.
Yeah.
And it's engaging for kids.
My kids see the home runs from Volpe and Soto. It was great. Everybody's cheering. Everyone's yelling. And then we were out of there. And it was good to see.
Okay.
Give one more shout out to the Knicks as well because the fan pass. The fan pass came out yesterday. They started selling tickets for the playoff games early.
Yes.
And for Chase fan card members as well. And me and my buddy, earlier in the season, we said, we're going to a playoff game no matter what. This team feels so different.
Yeah.
And I was expecting to spend close to, $400-$600 on a ticket. We got tickets for $250 a pop yesterday, and I can't wait to go. Thank you, guys.
What section are you in at Madison Square Garden, by the way?
We are in, I want to say it was 217 or 219,
not bad.
I want to say.
All right, I'm right above you. I'm right above you. I want to see where he is because of my seasons.
Let's go next.
I'm on that Chase Bridge.
Don't look up and hear the boos coming from Evan.
No, I'm very respectful.
You better be.
So there is on the side of, I love that it was quick.
I know.
I love that my two kids didn't have
to. And that's
to,
what we haven't factored in. When you take your kids, you don't mind it being quick. You don't mind it at all.
All right. Let's see how Alex in Brooklyn feels. What's up, Alex?
Oh, my goodness. It was brutal.
Brutal?
I went with a bunch of my buddies, five buddies of mine. I go to like 5-10 games a year. I get there, and I get there on time. I'm not like even running late. I get there on time. We have that one awesome inning, Soto, Volpe. I pick my head up. Before we know it, we're out of there. I'm like, what in the world is going on? I didn't even realize it was the ninth inning. I had no idea what was going on. I was like, the game's over. The concession stands are tripping. On the way out, they were just giving out free stuff because they didn't even realize the game was like over. They were like,
that's a good point.
Like it was there and it was gone in a flash. I was like,
yeah, see? But at least you got free swag.
Yeah, but you see,
free
that's
food,
the that's
free
the
popcorn.
Other that's the other perspective on this. Like I get it, especially having two kids and realizing like the nervousness of, uh-oh, when are they going to lose their patience? When are they going to scream and yell? When are they going to want to leave? There's a worry. Now, our previous caller, not Alex, the caller before that has the cheat code. And the cheat code is a tablet. It really is. It's a cheat code that my dad didn't have when I was a child.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, I'll just stick his tablet in front of them and distract them. It's such a cheat code, but it's awesome.
It's not fair.
It's not fair, but hey.
For other parents that don't have their tablets for their kids, but it, dude, it works.
Now, listen, man, it's all about what works.
I'm lucky because both my girls have phones. So
there you go.
It's easy.
But you heard Alex.
Try to sneak it in.
But you heard Alex's other perspective, which is, dude, I'm going out there to have a good time. And all of a sudden, think about it, the game started at 6 o'clock. At 8:05, you're done. At 8:05. And I've heard from one guy, I don't want to say his name, but he was like, this was my pass to be away from my wife for a few hours. Now I have to go home.
No, you don't.
You do and you don't because, like, you're right. Could you go somewhere else? Yes.
Is she checking when the game was over?
Yeah, if she knows the game.
She's not checking. There's no chance.
I didn't get into that discussion with my buddy.
She's like,
but there's a chance she knew.
He's away. Thank goodness.
She could check the score all she wants. She don't know traffic reports, subway problems. Who knows?
Good point.
So if you went to a Yankee game, let's say with buddies last night, and your wife was like, nah, have a good time. How would you have felt at 8:05 when the game ended?
So it's a little different.
Definitely. I might go get, like, dinner.
Yeah, like, I might have went out of the city.
Not like, hey, let's go get a drink. It might have been like, dude, let's go get dinner somewhere.
If that was a Friday night.
Seriously, it's 8 o'clock.
I get you.
But if that was a Friday night, you ain't seeing me till 1 in the morning.
We're going streaking!
So I'm finding somewhere to go.
You're hitting that Bronx nightlife at that point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be the last one funneling its stance. Yes, that's going
to
happen.
I guess the problem is, like, you can do that without paying to go to the game. Once you go to the game,
yeah, but point is to go to the game. Like, that's the entertainment for the night.
No, I trust me, I'm on the other side. I'm a spoiled pig. I go to 30 games a year. I don't need the game to be 3.5 hours.
Right.
I prefer when they're quick. I love quick baseball games.
So me and you are the same because I prefer to be in and out.
I understand, but the difference is I'm looking out for my fellow man and woman. You're basically saying, screw them. I don't care. I'm happy. Like, I understand that. I heard it in Alex's voice when he brought that up.
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden I look up. I'm like, it's the ninth inning. The game's over.
It's 8 o'clock.
I hate
something else.
His answer stunk, too. I looked up. It was the ninth inning. No, don't look up. That's probably he wasn't paying attention to the game the whole day, and that's why he didn't realize.
He's hanging out with his buddies. He's having a few drinks. He's eating some burgers. Oh, cut the crap. I mean, half the time you're not paying attention either.
Oh, at games? I pay attention.
You're invested in your Mr. Softy, your hot dogs, your sausages.
Excuse me. I had Mr. Softy 90 minutes before first pitch the other day. Don't throw that in my face.
That was my fault. That's because I needed the Mr. Softy 90 minutes before
I would have had it 45 minutes before first pitch.
By the way, how perfect is tonight for a Mr. Softy?
Oh, Mr. Softy, I think, was born on this day.
Dude, I'm literally thinking, I know tonight's a crazy sports night, like so crazy with the Ranger Islander game, with the Knick game, with the Met Brave game. There's a part of me that's thinking of going to Yankee Stadium again, getting the Mr. Softy, and just immediately leaving.
What?
I may do this again.
You're aware that trucks drive by a lot of neighborhoods with the same Mr. Softy.
Not the same. Not the same, bro.
Is it a helmet?
Baskin Robbins or something?
Everything about now.
Try the Dunkin' Donuts as well? So you're good.
It's not the same.
I mean,
something about a ballpark. Mm. Watching them press the little machine and just.
Do you have a ticket? You need a ticket to get it?
Yeah, you're right. I got to buy one.
Buy a ticket. Hey, it's happening again. Met fan. What are you doing here?
I go to another Yankee game.
Mr. Softy.
In which I never see the national anthem or first pitch. Mike's calling from Elmont. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up? I wanted to talk about the Uber Eats to the seats.
Yeah.
Evan, have you ever been to Petco Park recently or no?
I went one time and it was not recent, back in 06, so no.
Oh, okay, so last summer I went to Petco Park and I bought really cheap seats up in, like, I don't know, like right field in the foul section. And I had posted that I was at the game, and one of my friends from San Diego, he was like, dude, you know you can get, like, in-seat service. I had no idea.
Really?
And I was like, really? And you did it through the MLB Ballpark app, and
what?
It was amazing.
What?
Yeah, and, like, it was crazy, honestly. It was, like, I had, like, cheap seats. It wasn't
Mike,
even, like,
is that just Petco, or is that any stadium?
I am not sure, because I was at Citi Field for opening day, and I was saying to my brother, I'm like, dude, I waited, the worst thing, I waited, like, for, like, an inning and a half. I missed the seventh inning stretch for a water bottle. I ended up getting a hot dog just because I was like, I might as well get a hot dog.
Right. You're mad. You're like, I might as well eat.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I was like, man, like, why don't we have this at Citi Field?
We should.
Like, it was such a good thing, man.
We got to look at that. Thank you very much for that phone call. That's a great, great point. If the Padres do that at Petco Park,
right,
where it doesn't matter where you sit, that's what I'm talking about. That's the future, especially in the world we live in now where these games are moving quicker. Listen, Mets, Yankees, if you're listening, I want you to listen carefully to what I'm about to say. We want you to take our money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we want to eat your food, because the one thing about baseball stadiums today that are very different than 15 years ago at Shea and Yankee Stadium, the food's good.
Yeah.
We like the food. Well, what we don't like is waiting on lines and missing innings upon innings of games. So if you give us the ability to order from our phone, even if we're not rich and we're sitting in the upper deck,
mm-hmm.
we're giving you our money. Like, we're saying, hi, take our money.
Well, we all know that this is something that happens when you go to be entertained. So when you go to Disney World, when you go to the movies, when you go to a baseball game, when you do anything that's entertaining, you honestly don't think about how much it's costing.
Yeah.
You're just like, I want that. I want this food. I want this beer. I want this whatever, hot dog. I'm going to spend whatever, because you want it.
Yes.
And the price doesn't matter in that moment. Like, you go shopping at the mall, you're going to be like, yeah, okay, well, I don't like that one.
That's different.
That one's cheaper. I'm going to go. Like, but when you go to a game or a ballpark or an amusement park, you just spend. Like, this is an opportunity that most teams in Major League Baseball are probably missing out on.
You like my idea. I can see this idea.
He's been sold. I do like it. I mean, it's one of those things. Like when I go to the vending machine out here, I don't even look how much it costs. Like, a Snickers cost $1.75 or something. I'm just like, I want it. So I just click on it.
Yes.
It just comes.
Yes.
Take
our money, Hal.
Work.
Steve Cohen, Hal Steinbrenner, take our money. Just make it easier for us. We're lazy. And we don't want to miss innings of games. Simple as that. We'll get back to your calls in a minute. 877-337-6666. Coming up on 3:30 here on The Fan. We're on TV a little bit early today, so hello to SNY as we say hi to you. Mets play tonight at 7:20 against the Atlanta Braves, trying to build off what was an incredible victory last night. We got Yankee baseball right here on The Fan. They played game 2 of that series against the Miami Marlins. But it is time on this Tuesday at 3:30 to whip out another edition of Posted and Toasted.
It's time for Posted and Toasted on Evan and Tiki.
So the rules are very simple. I have old tweets from some of our fellow WFN coworkers, and Tiki Barber will guess who is the person that posted it, and we'll see if they deserve to be toasted. Are you ready?
I am.
Let's go back to November 13th, 2018. Everything is coming together today. Le'Veon Bell to the Jets and Kevin Durant to the Knicks. Who posted that?
I got an initial thought.
Option number 1, Sal Licata.
Nope.
Brandon Tierney.
Yep.
Greg Giannotti.
Nope.
Boomer Esiason.
Nope. Brandon Tierney.
You're wrong.
What? Not Brandon Tierney, but you're trying to toast your old partner, weren't you? It is not BT. Do you want to make a guess, Shawnee?
I'm going to go Greg Giannotti.
Pictures of your booty.
Nailed it. It's a little Gio action. Gio is giddy about Le'Veon Bell to the Jets and Kevin Durant to the Knicks.
How is BT not giddy about Le'Veon Bell to the Jets?
And he may have been. I just don't
and
have
Kevin
that.
Kevin Durant to the Knicks.
No, BT's tweet would have been Le'Veon Bell to the Jets. This feels like John Riggins. Like, he would have had some kind of weird time in the 80s.
See, we're learning how some of our coworkers usually post.
Okay.
So that was Greg Giannotti. Congratulations, Sean. Tiki, you got it wrong. Here's post number 2. In the midst of the pandemic, July 5th, 2020. Just finished Expecting Amy on HBO Max. Wow. Blown away by the 3 episodes. Incredible. Not sure there is a strong enough word to describe Amy Schumer. What an amazing journey. She's right, too. Men are nothing compared to women. Was that Tommy Lugauer, Sean Morash, Sal Licata, or Big Mac Chris McMonagle? Who does that sound like? Because that is a glowing review of Expecting Amy on HBO Max.
I'm going to say that was Loogie.
You're wrong.
Ah, come on. What made you think that was Loogie?
I don't know, because he's the only one without kids.
I mean, high culture.
You got a guess, Sean?
I think that's Big Mac.
You're wrong.
Wow. The answer is Sal Licata, ladies.
You'd be an idiot.
Are you an idiot?
Why? I just can't hear Sal saying that.
You think he got hacked?
Maybe his typing voice is different than his like actual voice. But think about Sal saying that.
No, it was stunning because 99.9% of Sal's tweets are about sports, right, or promoting something he's on, which is a good vehicle for
but
social
Amy
media.
Schumer.
Yeah. Big fan of Amy Schumer.
By the way, I saw her at the NJ PAC. She was great.
Yeah.
But that's great. Sal hates everything but likes Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
That's bizarre to me.
I mean, think about also when this is going on. Height of the pandemic.
Right.
Sal had nothing else to do. Good like, we all had nothing else to
point.
Do.
Good point.
So, there you go. All right, here's post number three. This is from December 29th, 2016. Sorry. Elderly women on motorized scooters scare me more than lions loose in a zoo.
What?
Who posted that? Was it Al Dukes, Jerry Recco, Greg Giannotti, or Sean Morash?
That was Recco.
You're wrong.
Come on. Sean, you have a guess.
Al Dukes.
You're wrong.
You thought it was Al Dukes?
I did. Screamed an Al Dukes tweet.
It's you!
Really?
The Underwear Olympics! How do you not remember this? Elderly women on motorized scooters scare me more than lions loose in a zoo. That's you, Sean.
When was that?
That was December 29th, 2016.
Wow. So Giants making the playoffs. I don't know what I was thinking.
Do elderly women on scooters scare you?
I don't think I've seen one since that day. This doesn't even ring a bell, so I would... Yeah, by the way, elderly women driving scooters? Yeah, that should scare you.
Interesting. It's always fascinating to me, Tiki, when you guys don't remember what you actually
posted. One that you did.
Yes. All right, here's another one. This is May 10th, 2011. I've held off on this for a long time. I have fought this. But if I'm the New York Mets, I'm now listening to offers for David Wright intently. Was that Sal Licata, Brandon Tierney, Evan Roberts, or Pete Hoffman?
That was Hoffy.
You're wrong.
You think Pete Hoffman wanted to trade David Wright?
Yeah, he never felt like it was necessary. He absolutely had to be here, ready to give up on him because of his injury history.
No.
Who was it?
Oh, you're already giving up? Do you want to guess, Sean?
I'm going to guess it was you, Ev.
You're wrong.
You think I wanted to trade David Wright?
I think that we've played this game long enough that you might have thrown us a bone that you had to take your regret.
No, I think this one's obvious.
Sal.
No, Brandon Tierney.
Stop
BT.
Walking around work like a loser.
You don't find that one obvious? He wants to trade Pete Alonso. Why would he want to trade David Wright, too?
But why would he be commenting on trading David Wright?
He has an opinion on New York sports.
No, I don't like that. You're allowed.
You don't like what?
That BT's the one that tweeted that. He's allowed to have an opinion. I'm not a Met fan. You should have an opinion. I don't like the wording of, I've fought this for a long time.
Oh, that threw you off?
When you're saying I fought this, that channels more fandom.
That's a Brandon Tierney tweet. May 10, 2011. I have it right here on my phone. I have. Let's see if we can think about this in Brandon's
voice.
What
was he doing in 2011?
I don't know. He's doing radio.
Yes, but was he not in San Francisco?
Yeah, but that wouldn't matter. Brandon's like a great New York sports fan. He had an opinion. It's a dumb opinion, but he had an opinion.
He's a displaced New York sports radio host.
Yeah.
In San Francisco.
Okay.
Commenting on the team that he's not even the fan of.
He loves New York sports.
Okay, so, but how the hell are we supposed to, like...
Oh, so you're blaming me?
No.
You're not mad at Brandon for tweeting this. You're mad at me for using this.
Yes.
This screams, though, BT, and everybody would feel this way, wanted to get back to New York, so he's trying to tweet about all of the team.
By the way, Brandon, like, I disagree, obviously, vehemently with the subject of the tweet, but I support him 1,000% for tweeting it. Like, he has an opinion.
But his followers, his listeners in San Francisco who are probably following him are like, who gives a crap? I'm serious.
All right, so I just want to get this straight. You're not mad at me. You're mad at Brandon for 2011 tweeting about David Wright.
Yes, about New York.
Just want to get that straight. I suppose
it's like when we're doing a national show and he's talking about the Knicks because they were two games over 500.
Let's go Knicks. All right, here's the final one to post it in Tulsa. This is November 6, 2012, which is interesting because I think that's election day. And what do you know? Mm. It's election related. The Electoral College is flawed. 4 to 6 states pick the president. If you're in a notorious liberal or conservative state, your vote does not count. Mm. Wow, very strong opinion. Was that Evan Roberts, Boomer Esiason, Tommy Lugauer, or Al Dukes?
I'm going to say that was Tommy.
My voice is annoying. Mm.
You nailed that one.
That was easy.
That was easy?
That was easy.
How was that easy?
Right, because it sounded like someone who was uninformed about how the election process works.
Oh, now you gonna take a shot at me? Wake me up when California votes Republican, by the way, and then we'll see if I'm
Ronald Reagan, twice.
Are you serious right now?
No, I'm dead
in
serious.
The 80s? I'm talking about modern day, Ev. There are states now that are gone forever.
I mean, they're actually
I know Arizona recently
a lot
flipped.
More purple.
It is amazing to me that
Virginia has a Republican governor.
You're right about Virginia.
What's amazing is that Tiki took that and decided, I'm going to say whoever tweeted that is an idiot. And so he said...
I did not say idiot. I said uninformed.
Yeah, I was the only idiot in there.
So what he has come to the conclusion of, Al Dukes, you have survived. You're not an idiot. Boomer, clearly not an idiot. Me, not an idiot. Well, Tommy Lugauer, idiot.
I knew it couldn't be you. You wasted a... Like, you're eliminated immediately.
Why was I? I couldn't tweet bitching about the Electoral College?
Yes, but you know how the Electoral College works.
I do.
And so four states do not determine the president, even though we kind of position it that way in the media because of how the caucuses and the early primaries work. But I knew you wouldn't tweet something like that.
You bothered by this, Loogie?
Because that would be undermining your appreciation for our union.
No, you're right.
For the electoral process.
By the way, speaking of union, happy anniversary. What are we celebrating? Sean, what am I celebrating today? Not my wife's birthday. Happy birthday, honey.
Oh, happy birthday.
What else are we celebrating when I say it is my wife's birthday?
Well, happy birthday.
I love you, baby. We had a very...
Mrs. Roberts. Can't wait for bad Tiki.
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
You trying to
give some present to your wife?
No, you're good, Tiki.
That's right.
What are you doing?
I can't wait to hear what bad Tiki has to say.
Well, happy birthday to my wife, but today is also a major moment concerning our union. What is it, Sean?
Our union or unions in general?
The union that we live in.
What's today's date?
Okay, is today the anniversary of no taxation without representation?
That is incorrect. In fact, I want you to get in here right now. I want you to read a word to the audience.
Me?
Yes, you. I want to see if he gets this right. It'll give away what today is the anniversary of, okay? But I'm so curious if he's going to be able to pronounce this correctly. I'm not showing Tiki. Tiki will know. And you'll get the anniversary and you'll say, oh, I'm glad you brought that up. Basically, Robert E. Lee was a traitorous bitch. Go ahead. What does that say? Say that word.
Appomattox.
Appomattox?
Appomattox.
Okay, there you go. This is the anniversary of Robert E. Lee.
Yes.
I'll say it again. Traitorous bitch. Mm. Giving up. And the Union ending the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? True story.
Yes.
That's a true story. Anniversary, April 9th, 1865. True story.
I am so stupid. Mm. That when I heard the name Robert E. Lee, my immediate thought was, isn't that who wrote Harry Potter?
What?
I don't know why. Who wrote Harry Potter?
J.K. Rowling.
How that is J.K. Rowling like no Robert idea. E. Lee?
Because of the letter in the middle.
So like Stephen A. Smith would confuse you as well because there's a letter in the middle?
Well, that's the sports world, so I know. When I heard that, I was like, isn't that the Harry Potter guy?
All right. Anyhow, every Tuesday, 3:30, another edition of Posted and Toasted.
I did not realize that. Which
part?
Anniversary.
Yeah, today's the anniversary, April 9th, 1865. We kicked the ass. We ended the war. And you know what's so crazy about that? And this just shows you how different the world could be. So Robert E. Lee surrenders in that courthouse on this date. And other states didn't know they gave up.
Yeah.
So the war actually continued, believe it or not, for a few more months because it's not like I could text somebody. Right. And it's not like Robert E. Lee saying, hey, let me tweet this out. We are traitorous losers and now we're done.
And it's not like someone's going to come tell you if you're fighting for the union still and you're like, yeah, it's over.
Yeah.
You're just going to believe them?
Right. How would you even know?
How do you know?
It's so mind-boggling in the world we live in where we could text, we could cell phone, we could call, we could watch the news, to think that here's this monumental day in American history. And it is. And for a lot of people living at the time, they didn't know it was a monumental day for weeks at a time. So there's your history lesson for the day. What?
The Mets have made a trade for cash. They've traded Michael Tonkin to the Twins for cash.
Okay. Huh. That's great. You know what we should do
with
that
cash?
So now
they could do the Uber Eats thing.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. So now if you're just tuning in, what we should do with that cash that we got from the Minnesota Twins is now when you go to Citi Field, this should be a new addition Steve Cohen should institute. And the Yankees need it more than the Mets, but still, no matter where you sit, you could have waitress service. Mm-hmm. That's the idea that I've been pitching because unfortunately last night's Yankee game was 2 hours and 1 minute. And so you barely had any time to get your food, and then the game was basically over.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's go to Monroe calling from St. James. How you doing, Monroe?
Good. How you guys doing?
We're good. Good.
I wanted to talk about the length of staying at games and stuff.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid going to Met games in the 60s. I couldn't stay there long enough. To me, there was nothing like walking out into the field in a night game with the lights on and looking at that grass that I didn't ever want the game to end.
But here's the difference, though, Monroe. And I'm not doubting that you felt that way in the 60s, but guess what also happened in the 60s at those games? The games were 2 hours and 20 minutes. That's the thing. So what you're remembering, this fond childhood memory of never wanting to leave, that's the time of game now. So what the pitch clock did was it took you back to the 60s.
Yeah.
So it's not like you were feeling that way and the games were 3.5 hours long, because without a pitch clock, that's how long games are.
I remember when the pitch clock was first being talked about, and it was happening. It was coming to Major League Baseball, and we didn't know. They showed, I kept seeing this video online of, I can't remember who it was, though. It was a black pitcher back in whatever year, and he threw.
You're not giving me enough hints.
I know, I can't tell
black
you.
Black pitcher in whatever year.
It was in the 60s or 70s.
Bob Gibson.
Gibson, yes. Where he threw like.
Look at that.
He threw like 8 pitches in like a minute and a half.
Yeah, yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Guys
how
quick,
quickly
man.
He worked.
Yeah.
Now, to them, it was an advantage. Because he's catching his, like, they don't know what's coming, right? He's standing in the box. He's ready to pitch. As soon as you get up there, he throws it. And so he got through so many pitches so quickly, and it made me actually really interested to see the pitch clock, because they contrasted it with how pitchers worked, or at least then, like 2 years ago, where they would walk around the mound, pick up the rosin bag, take their hat off, lick their fingers, rub it on their pants, finally get on the mound, shift their feet a little bit, and then they'd look. All right, okay, this is what I'm getting. Shake it off. They come back, and then they throw it. It took forever.
Yes.
It took forever compared to what it was in the 60s.
The pitch clock brings you back to the 60s. I've heard Howie Rose say that, and as someone who experienced it, it's good to hear him say it. The pitch clock is just bringing the tempo back to the way it used to be.
Right.
But unfortunately, one of the negative side effects is that a game could be over in 2 hours and 1 minute. Now, Loogie does a great job. He screens the phone call. Sometimes he'll put the subject of what they want to talk about. This guy really is about to say that waitress idea is the dumbest idea ever? Like, that can't be real.
No, it's real. And it's spectacular.
Someone actually thinks that one of the most brilliant ideas I've ever come up with, that Tiki has now signed off on, that the Yankees and Mets need to do. He's saying it's the dumbest idea ever?
Yeah, I didn't get into the why, but that's exactly what he said.
Okay. All right, I'm putting him to the head of the line. I got to hear how Chris and Queen somehow thinks every fan, no matter how rich or poor, gets access to a waitress service is a terrible idea. Go ahead. Floor is yours.
Okay. Terrible, terrible idea, right? You didn't think it through, all right? Now, are you saying this would just Mets and Yankees, or does this also go to Madison Square Garden and other places too?
I have, for this argument, for this discussion, I have included it just for Mets and Yankees. I have not brought it for the Knicks and Nets and the Islanders, but for the Mets and the Yankees, they should have waitress service in every single seat. Now, go ahead.
Okay, so now think about this. So there's, 24 seats in a row. And the guy in seats 11 and 12 ordered beer and hot dogs and whatever, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And now, how is the waitress going to get the food to that person?
Easy.
Okay?
Pass it.
You got to pass it down, pass it down. Yeah. And now Aaron Judge is up swinging for a home run as you're, passing this guy his beer. And now he hits one out. Now the play stands up and you're passing it. You missed him swing and hit the home run. And now you've got it all over the stadium, 45,000 people. And everybody has access to waitress service. And you've got, waitress up and down the aisles. And now you got to pass it down to this guy. You got to pass it down to that guy. This is a nightmare.
No, hold on. I want to push back on you. If there are waitress services right now in the lower bowl of Yankee Stadium, and there is, how come that hysteria you just described doesn't happen every single night?
Listen, I have no problem with the people who want to have the rich people who got.
Why? Why can the rich people have it, but the poor people can't? Why are you being so, what's the word, when you're biased against rich people?
Elitist?
Why are you being so elitist, dude?
Anti-elitist.
believe me, I'm not rich. I'm not rich.
Well, then why are you defending the rich people having waitress service as if they know how to not get in people's way, but the poor people don't know how to act like we're a bunch of animals? Like, what's wrong with you?
No, because I have this crazy thing I do when I go to the games, and I'm always sitting in the upper deck.
Okay.
I actually sit in my seat and watch the game.
Me too.
I don't need to go in the fifth inning. No, you don't. You're talking about, and then the fifth inning, I got to go and get my.
No, I don't. But then, Chris, I don't get up in the fifth inning to do it. I don't get anything because I don't want to miss the game. But if you had waitress service, I wouldn't. And here's the problem. Here's the problem. You had a nice little argument. You were getting the people on your side. Here's where you screwed up. You described hysteria. Like it's a border crisis. Oh, my God. Everybody at the same time. This is, I don't know what to do. We got to build a wall. All this kind of crap. Meanwhile, there are already tons of seats that have waitress service. How come there isn't hysteria there?
Right. And here's what you do. You just wait till the half inning. It's fine.
You could do that or wait till there's like a batter switch so the at-bat ends.
Change a pitcher. Whatever it is.
Well, yes.
By the way, he claims that, I do this funny thing. I sit there and watch games. I don't know. I've come from a world where we used to have vendors more prevalent, and we used to play pass the beer nonstop during a game.
Was there a problem with vendors?
By the way, I thought that was always like a part of Major League Baseball.
You pass it on, and nobody has a problem.
Peanuts,
you know,
here. You see the guys throwing them.
Yes, you're involved. Serious. You know what's a bigger pain in the ass?
What's that?
When the people go and get food on their own, and now in the middle of that Judge Homer, I got to stand up.
They're crossing you.
Yeah, they're walking across blocking me. I'd rather sit down and pass the beer.
Absolutely.
That's a great point.
Thank you.
Great point.
Who made the point? He did?
Sean.
Yes, good point, Sean. I'm with you. Well, it's not a big deal to pass a beer and a hot dog. And look, I love vendors. Vending is great. It feels like we see far less vendors at Citi Field and Yankee Stadium. I barely see any of them.
No doubt.
The problem with vending is that you're waiting for the one vendor to come that has the one thing you want. Meanwhile, there's five things you want. That's why the waitress service works better. That's why we live in this mobile world. You take your phone out. I want chicken fingers. I want a hot dog. I want a beer. And I want a Mr. Softie. You put it in your phone. You pay for it. The waiter or waitress comes over. You give them a massive tip.
Mm-hmm.
It goes across the alley or the aisle. Meanwhile, our last caller's acting like we're a bunch of animals. We don't know how to act. Like, someone's going to pass me a hot dog that's supposed to go to Tiki. I'm just going to shove it in my mouth. I thought that was mine. Or I'm going to stand up like an idiot. I mean, what do we...
It's ridiculous. By the way, you just mentioned something, and I forgot to mention this on Friday because it wasn't the time. I just need to quickly use my forum for something here.
Go ahead.
Yankee Stadium, I don't know what you did this year. Bring back the old chicken fingers. We used to have nice, crispy, flat chicken
fingers.
What
are they now?
They're like thick and round. You know the type you'd get at like Chili's? I like them flatter. Bring back the old Yankee Stadium chicken fingers. I made a mistake this year.
Interesting. That's a big mistake. Chicken fingers are very, very good, and you don't want to screw up something that's
really
good. And if
I'm a resident connoisseur of food, that would be Sean.
Yeah.
So?
Yeah.
He's right.
Yeah.
I trust you.
Thank you, Teague.
How much did you eat on opening day?
I know.
This is softy chicken fingers.
Still paying the price.
He was there at like 10 o'clock.
I'll say this about Marasco, about being a food connoisseur. He's more of a compiler because he said, you know, the chicken tenders you get at Chili's. So I think he's more of a guy that eats a lot. I don't know if his taste is necessarily
the
best.
He was using that as the bad example.
The shape of the bad example.
Yes.
Yankee Stadium used to have these flat fingers.
Like, he goes to Chili's, he doesn't get chicken
fingers.
He's
a chain restaurant guy, is my point.
Doesn't matter, dude. Chili's has the best, coldest beer.
He's a compiler.
I'm telling you.
The coldest beer?
Beer.
It's a tough spot for Lugie. He wanted to attack Sean, and now Tiki's defending him. I'm about to defend him, and it didn't work. This attack on Sean didn't work. It's okay. There'll be one in 5 minutes.
Trust me on this one, because this is the same guy that said Chuck E. Cheese has great pizza. Yeah, trust me, I will be right in the long run
when
you work with Sean.
I did my research after he said that. He turned out to be right.
Mm. You like, being on his side doesn't help.
No. I haven't tried the pizza yet.
They changed the recipe.
I've talked to others who backed him up and said they changed the recipe. The pizza's awesome. I have not had it yet. I don't even know where there's a Chuck E. Cheese around me. Dom is calling from Edgewater, New Jersey. What's up, Dom?
Hey, Evan. How you doing?
What's up, man?
Let me tell you something. First of all, the Yankees, what a heck of a start they've been on. I mean, honestly, to sweep the Astros 4 in a row and then to beat the National League runners-up in the World Series, I don't think anybody would have asked more than that.
Yep.
But, you know, when I watch this Yankee team now, the quote that Aaron Boone said, they're a bunch of savages, and that's true. My big thing about the Yankees is how they're so patient up at the plate, and how Soto and Volpe and Judge and Stanton, all the hitters get into these deep counts.
Yeah,
and it's fun to watch because it reminds me of
say it. You know you want to say it because I'm thinking it too. Just say it.
I know it reminds me of the old Yankees. It reminds me of the Paul O'Neill's.
No. I agree with you. And the word I would use is relentless. They are a relentless lineup right now, and the Juan Soto effect has taken full steam of this team. And think about this. I said something before the start of the year to defend my point of why I thought the Yankees were going to win 100 games and win the American League East. And the term I used was they are now Aaron Judge-proof.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Judge can miss a few games. They'll be fine. Aaron Judge can slump for a little bit, and they'll be fine. Well, think about where the New York Yankees are right now in this moment, sitting at first place at 9-2 in the American League East. Aaron Judge is hitting 175. Aaron Judge has a 700 OPS. We have not seen hot Aaron Judge yet, and yet the New York Yankees are scoring runs. And they're 9-2, and they've got nothing out of Aaron Judge.
Well, it's amazing how first of all, health and young players performing like they're supposed to, mainly Volpe, but also Cabrera. But it's amazing when you don't feel like you have to be the hero every at-bat. I feel like for a lot of years, the Yankees have been, hero ball. Let's change our swing plane. You know, let's go for the big hit in every moment. Not just the important, but every moment. It was like they were trying to hit home runs. Live by the home run, die by the home run. And too often, especially in the postseason, they die by the home run.
No doubt.
But now they can afford to be patient because I'm going to stay here. I'm going to drive up this pitcher's pitch count. If I get on base, great. If not, the guy behind me is going to get on base.
No doubt. I'll tell you.
It just feels different.
And I'll tell you why coming up in a few minutes. And we've touched on this, but now I'm fully on board that it should happen right now. And that is Anthony Volpe should become the leadoff hitter. And I'll tell you why the time to do it is in this moment. We'll get to that. Plus, Juan Soto did something I've never seen before last night. And more of your calls. We're fixing your baseball experience. Waitress service. The games are too quick. Bad chicken fingers at Yankee Stadium. Toll-free number 877-337-6666.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.